This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
You've probably heard of the Titanic, that famous, supposedly unsinkable ship that, on its maiden voyage, collided with an iceberg and sank. Well, forget the ice. It was on fire for the entire duration of its maiden voyage, from the moment that it left Southampton till it hit the iceberg. And if you can understand why the Titanic was on fire, then you can begin to understand why haystacks in a farmer's field will spontaneously combust all by themselves without any help from an arsonist. Now, think about a fire, say using coal as the fuel. The chemical reaction is simple. Carbon combines with oxygen to give carbon dioxide and heat. Note, this reaction gives off heat, so once it has started, it'll keep on going until it runs out of fuel. But how do you get it started without an external source of heat? It turns out that oxygen will spontaneously and chemically combine with the carbon in the coal, but only at a very slow rate. However, if the coal is finely powdered, that increases the surface area that the oxygen can get access to, which in turn increases the rate of chemical reaction. And that's why the coal in the Titanic was on fire. A survivor of the sinking, one of the coal stokers, a Mr. J. Dilly, gave testimony. And I quote, "From the day we sailed, the Titanic was on fire, and my sole duty, together with 11 other men, had been to fight that fire. We made no headway against it. The fire started in bunker number 6. The coal on top was wet, as all the coal should have been, but down at the bottom of the bunker, the coal had been permitted to get dry. 12 of us was fighting flames from the day we put out of Southampton until we hit the iceberg. It was right under bunker number 6 that the iceberg tore the biggest hole in the Titanic, and the flood of water that came through, sir, put out the fire that our tons and tons of water had not been able to get rid of." Unquote. So what about the hundreds of haystacks that catch fire in Australia each year? It's a bit more complicated. For them, it's a three-stage process. First, bacteria heat up the haystack to about 80 degrees C. Second, slow chemical reactions, like the one that heated up the coal in the Titanic, get the temperature up to between 150 and 200 degrees C. And finally, once it's up that hot, the flames begin and it takes off by itself. This spontaneous combustion works for haystacks or piles of wood chips, for compost or sawdust, and even large piles of pistachio nuts. Yes, there is a lot of potential energy in organic material. For example, a kilogram of compost can generate more than 6 watts of heat. And surprisingly, kilogram for kilogram, your compost generates about 30,000 times more power than the mighty sun. In a haystack, in the first stage, the bacteria start eating the organic material. A whole bunch of biological reactions. Now, if the moisture content is less than 20%, the bacteria will die. If it's over 50%, the bacteria will be fine, but the heat they generate will go to evaporate the water. This evaporation will cool down the haystack. But if the moisture is in that critical 20 to 50% level, then the temperature will rise and rise. Once it gets to around 80 degrees C, the bacteria themselves will die. In the second stage, there's a whole range of chemical reactions that can take over. If the haystack or compost pile or wood chip pile is big enough so that the outside insulates the inside where the chemical reaction is happening, then the heat is trapped and the temperature just keeps rising. In this stage, airflow is critical. If there's too much airflow, that will remove the heat. If there's too little airflow, there won't be enough oxygen to keep the chemical reactions going. The chemical reactions run best when the fuel, the organic material, is hot and dry, when the particle size is relatively small, when the airflow is just right, when the insulating conditions are just right, and when enough time is given. Sometimes it can take a month for the temperature to rise from 80 degrees C, when the bacteria died, to the 150 to 200 degrees C level, when the flames take over. So next time you go for a roll in the hay, just make sure that things don't get too hot.
What does it mean? Why is it so?